Sean Collins Walsh at the Austin American Statesman wrote that the last Texas legislative session's chairman of appropriations, former state rep John Otto, is emblematic of what watchdogs call the revolving door between the ledge and the lobbying industry, in which recently retired elected officials turn their relationships with former colleagues into fat paychecks. After Governor Greg Abbott made ethics reform one of his priorities in this legislative session, lawmakers introduced a package of measures aimed at increasing transparency of elected officials' finances, regulating lobbying activity, and stiffening penalties for those convicted on corruption charges. Some of the ethics bills are making their way toward the finish line, but HB 504, originally intended to establish a 2-year cooling-off period in which ex-lawmakers would be banned from becoming lobbyists, appears to be foundering. The Senate swiftly approved a similar measure months ago, but a House committee gutted it, ethics watchdogs say. It is yet to make it to the House floor for a vote, the story read. I realize there are a lot of folks who are uncomfortable with ideology and people who are trying to move the ball forward. But what you've got to understand is that this is what you get when House leadership isn't ideological, where it's not focused on passing legislation to achieve political and philosophical gains. You get a body that's focused upon itself and the perks of being a member. The Texas House under Joe Strauss is like the federal House at present. It is heavily focused upon the careers and perks of its members over the good of Texas. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.